So what Alice said in this brief quote, these two brief quotes from earlier shows this year, she said that learning is a result of listening, which in turn leads to even better listening and attentiveness to the other person. And empathy grows as we learn. And I'm going to encourage us to think about that in terms of holistic self-defense that is simultaneously geared or focused on defending the world we want, as well as our particular self, in order to keep our focus on the prize. So this notion of listening that I'm encouraging us to think about is not about listening to each other's troubles. I'm sure that is tempting when we come together as political people to develop and move forward our freedom. But we are in a very critical moment, and I'm going to, as I challenge folk to think about that global vision and re-inhabiting that global vision, I'm also going to encourage folk to think about setting aside, holding each other's hands around our personal dilemmas and keep, and we'll qualify this, obviously, because the personal is political, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sort of reacting to something I read in a recent anarchist paper, which just reminded me that how important it is that we stay focused on our prize, because it is guaranteed. I mean, this global power folk have a lot of resources. They are not just in anarchist organizations. They're in cafes and grocery stores. This is what I mean about seriously wanting to influence our thinking. They are not just in traditional media outlets. They have insinuated themselves into public space, period. And so this, again, I say this all the time, but this is not about trying to ferret folk out or be suspicious of one another, just the opposite. We all manifest the state, but it is for us to simply help each other stay on task, stay focused on getting our freedom, and develop some loving ways to do that so that it feels loving, not as some sort of artificial adherence to some rule, you know. The other thing she said is that, Alice Miller, is that obedience, coercion, severity, and lack of feeling, while they are no longer recognized as absolute values, she's thinking of the anti-authoritarianism that became, that erupted, I guess you could say, in the 60s. But the road to realization of the new ideals is frequently blocked by the need to repress the sufferings of one's childhood. And this leads to a lack of empathy. So this empathy, lack of empathy problem, is a major barrier, which I don't hear us discussing either, but hopefully that will change. We are definitely, with Alice Miller's help, focusing on it here. And then we said in an earlier excerpt from the October 4, 2015 show, that we have the codified right here in the U.S. to pursue happiness as a people, and that this is a political advantage that we must seize. But Alice's point of this roadblock called lack of empathy has checked our ability to move forward with this, with the ability to use this political tactic or this political advantage. We said in that excerpt that while we have this right to call the question of our ability to pursue happiness, the state, by definition, disallows our pursuit of happiness because it disallows our formation into a people. That is its purpose, is to keep us atomized, keep us from coming together, keep us from challenging it. In sum, the global statesmen, because these guys realize, as we've said often in this show, that to install the republic, Plato didn't think it was possible because of the problem of other ideas coming in and infecting folks with the longing for freedom, that it would have to be, that this totalitarian system called class would have to be global. There must not be any other way of seeing the world but through the lens of the republic of class. And that has enabled them, that focus, that single-minded purpose and focus, training their progeny and everyone else to help them realize that vision. They have been extraordinarily successful, as we can see, with the increasing degradation of our souls, our humanity, and the planet. They have been phenomenally successful by focusing, by organizing, by hoarding resources toward that single purpose. So these global state statesmen have effectively checked our right to pursue happiness here in the U.S. with the coerced work system, because coercion destroys our empathy, and with it, all hope for happiness, because the pursuit of happiness requires freedom from necessity, requires full possession of our own lives, i.e., no coercion. It was the contemplative life, leisure, freedom from necessity, that the founders of the U.S. state had in mind when they added the right to pursue happiness to those self-evident rights named in the Declaration of Independence.